This is VK6ARN, News West. We are a community organisation and we've been serving up the best amateur radio news in Australia since 1931.
Hi there, I'm Clinton, VK6FCRC, and welcome to News West for the 11th of August 2024. Now on with the show.
The amateur radio community was saddened to hear about the passing of Mike Beale, VK6 Mike Bravo, at 055 on the 7th of August this year. That was last week. Mike was a smallish bloke with a huge heart. He was very knowledgeable and was always happy to help anyone that needed it. When at the Hills Amateur Radio Group, he would often be out in the car park with a project he was working on, explaining it to someone. I had the privilege of having Mike drop over to the house a week ago, and as we sat and chatted, he told me about what a busy working life he has had. Mike had worked in the Northern Territories for 4 years, I think it was in the building game, followed by his time working for Radio Australia on Christmas Island to make window frames and help youngsters with disabilities. Apart from having a busy working life, Mike was also busy with the Scouts as a Scout leader and with the State Emergency Service. Mike was a lover of the great Australian outdoors, bushwalking, canoeing, birdwatching, travelling in the caravan or playing amateur radio. He was happy just being out under this great Australian sky. Years ago, Mike walked the Bibbulmun track starting from Kalamunda to Albany, a distance of 1,000 kilometres in 25 days, walking at least 45 kilometres in a day. Mike was very dignified about his illness. He knew what he had. But without treatment, he had been given 2 months to live, so he decided he was not going back to bed to curl up and die, but he was going to carry on living his life for himself and Brenda, his wife, and he fought his illness for over 2 years. He would often explain to us at Radio Club how he was doing and what the next course of treatment was going to be without getting too hung up on the science. Brenda commented that Mike's consultant had said that the treatment regime Mike was on was more than demanding, and as he had 6 different types of chemotherapy, which was unheard of, it was nothing short of brutal punishment on the body. Mike's consultant also said that Mike was very determined with such strength of character, he just ploughed on, never letting his condition weigh him down. Mike was really a gentle man, always calm, thoughtful, and proactive, and his absence will be felt within the Hills Amateur Radio Group and the Southern Electronics Group. Mike was a great HAG member, always willing to help anyone at any time. He was also an SEG, Southern Electronics Group member, from way back when the group was restarted in 2008 and 9. As per Mike's wishes, there will be no funeral, but there will be a memorial or celebration of life to be held in Kings Park on a date to be determined. Half of his ashes will be scattered on Bluff Knoll and the other half at North Mole in Fremantle. If you would like to attend either of those, we'll post up the dates as soon as they are confirmed. And thank you very much to Andy Trenfield, VK6HQ, for writing up these notes about Mike. And now, all we can say is, Vale, Mike Beale, VK6, Mike Bravo. Now silent key.
This is VK6 Whiskey India Echo, official station of Wison in Western Australia, with some news. The next meeting of Wison WA as we rebuild post the loss of Jim Preston, VK6JP, now Silent Key, will be held this coming Monday night, that's tomorrow night, at the First Midland Scout Hall, number 10, Helen Street in Bellevue. One of the topics for discussion is which night is a best meeting night and what location. As one of our important committee members cannot make a Monday night, it is likely that we will change the night. An option given is perhaps moving to Wembley Downs and either a Thursday or Friday night. More information on that as the decision gets made. Just a reminder, the next meeting of WISEN, Western Australia, will be held tomorrow night. Doors open at 7 for a 7:30pm start. First Midland Scout Hall, number 10, Helen Street in Bellevue. If you're interested, come along, check us out, and we can check you out. Actually, that just sounds wrong, but you know what I mean. Last Wednesday night's WISEN Net was probably the best attended in recent months as we rebuild, and there was a fair showing on 80 metres. The 80 metre net starts at 8pm and takes precedence over the 2 metre net. However, we have been trialling doing them at the same time. With one net control, this is difficult. However, we've been muddling along, and you may have been listening. We will be working this out one way or another, but at the moment, we're trialling different ways, new ways of thinking, new ways of doing. The 80-metre net on this past Wednesday night had activity in the northwest, the southwest, net control, of course, in Northam, and one station from Perth. The net on 2 metres began officially at 8:15, with Bob VK6KW as net control VK6WIE. However, before that, there had been discussion on the linked repeater network on VK6RLM, colloquially known as Channel 3. That's 146.750. Questions were asked and answered. We decided to have Monday night's meeting in person to meet and get some business done. I think members of the committee are finding this an enthralling idea, rebuilding WISEN in WA. We hope to be at Hamfest this coming month. See you there, hear you on the net, or if you can make it Monday night, tomorrow night, see you at First Midland Scout Hall. After 7, for a 7:30pm start. I'm Mark VK6XLZ. This has been news from WISEN, VK6WIE. 7-3.
Hey, this is Bob VK6POP. Just reminding you about Perth Tech. It's on the 21st of September, which is Saturday. It's on all day. If you've got a caravan or a camper, you can bring it up on Fridays and stay Friday night and Saturday night. You don't have to drive backwards and forwards or encounter Mr. Plod. We'll be at Hamfest to hand out more information and accept your registrations on the dot. And we can take payment by card and by cash. We'll also have some used, pre-loved, pre-forgotten about equipment to sell that's come from various silent keys and shack cleanouts and things like that. So we'll be there at Hamfest promoting Perth Tech. So bring your money, bring your card. I guess this has turned into a de facto advertisement for Hamfest. Well, Hamfest is always a good thing to get together at, see people we haven't seen for a while, and buy some treasures to take home and play with. In fact, one of the treasures I've got here is a Yaesu FT-101 Bravo. And I believe it's in working order. I haven't tried it, but there you go. And I also have a President Washington CB radio, base station radio. I may bring that too. And that'll be worth a few $100 if you're interested. So I'll see you in a couple of weeks. We've got the RD contest coming up next weekend. And after that is Hamfest. Looking forward to seeing you all there. Bring your money. Bring your commitment to come to Perth Tech. We've got a great lineup of presenters for Perth Tech, and we'll tell you all about those probably next week as they're all consolidated. I'm Bob VK6POP.
There's not too many weeks to go until the NCRG Hamfest is on again. That means it's time to stock up on tickets in the NCRG Hamfest raffle. This year, the raffle will have four prizes. A $2,000 voucher for Andrews Communications for you to buy whatever you want. A Yaesu FTM300 50-watt mobile, a Yaesu FT70DR handheld, and if Yaesu isn't your brand, there's a $100 voucher from Horizon Antennas. Tickets are on sale now, ending at 12 noon on the 25th of August at the NCRG Hamfest. Tickets are $5 per entry and are available for sale across New South Wales, Queensland, South Australia, Tasmania, Victoria, and of course Western Australia. Full raffle and prize details are available via the raffle link URL on the website at ncrg.org.au. Don't forget to come and join the club and our guest sellers on August 25th. at the Cyril Jackson Rec Centre at the end of Fisher Street in Bassendean. A big shout out to the NCRG Hamfest Committee, who are working really hard to bring you a bumper event. I'm Glyn, Victor Kilo 6, Papa Alpha Whiskey, for the Northern Corridor Radio Group. 7-3.
This is News West, your amateur radio news on VK6ARN, originating on the News West Linked Repeater Network and HF Relays.
The Remembrance Day contest is next weekend. If you made your plans to take part, you could say something like, I'm doing the contest from my home station, so what is there to plan? Well, when you put it like that, not a lot, however. There are niggly little things like actually deciding to enter the contest, clearing the spousal expectations program so that you have an unfettered weekend in which to work the contest, getting your supplies of food and beverages in, making sure your station is ready to go, coaxes sorted, logging software configured, and importantly, turn off updates on your computer for the weekend. Do you have some sort of a strategy for the contest? This one's a bit different to the others because it isn't in 2 or 3 hour blocks. When you work a station, you can't work it again in that band and mode for 3 hours, so you need to work out how to make the most of that setup. Sometimes, depending on HF conditions during the day, we in Western Australia earn a hefty part of our points on 80 metres, 2 metres and 70 centimetres, so make sure you have capability in those bands at least. Having said that though, don't ignore the other HF bands because during the day especially, you may do very well on 40, 20, 15 and 10 metres, so try them, don't write them off. And then there's logs. Contest results are determined by your log. If you don't submit a log, all of the contacts you made will be invalid, affecting other people's scores. Unless you're a gun contest operator and are adept at using high-level logging software, use the tried and trusted VK Contest Logger. It's free to download, it knows the rules, it's bomb-proof, and you can create your Cabrillo log quickly and simply at the end of the contest. Your log can be uploaded directly to the log checker at the website. For the log checker, it's at www.vklogchecker, all one big long word, vklogchecker.com. If you forget the address, go to the RD contest page at the WIA's website. There's also some useful information at vk4sn.com. That's vk4sn.com/contest. You'll get right there. So keep an eye on the VK Hams email list for updates and news of who will be doing what. And good luck with the RD contest. Let's show that VK6 is a force to be reckoned with.
Hi, just a little note about VK6RRG and the WAG Technical and General Net. Having it run every Sunday morning on VK6RLM, that's 146.750 or Channel 3 in the old money. And it starts at 10:30 a.m. this morning. Of course, if you're listening in the evening, it's next week.
On Tuesday afternoons and evenings, the 40 and 80 metre bands come alive with the sound of slow CW. Who would have thought that this ancient art, which some say was once such a dreaded part of the amateur licence test, would become so popular in these days of modern communications? The uncontrolled net is run in designated portions of the two bands to encourage new CW operators to have a go at slow CW in a safe and really friendly environment. Slow speed and lots of mistakes are par for the course. It's all about having a go, starting with a basic call sign and RST exchange, then over time getting better and better. The net also attracts its fair share of old timers who enjoy helping others to have a go or to just enjoy the banter. The CQQRS net started in Western Australia 3 years ago and has been running every single Tuesday and has been unbelievably popular. The net runs from 3 p.m. until about 7 p.m. on 40 metres, then moves to 80 metres, and we've had up to 60 stations on air having a go, and who knows how many listeners are out there every Tuesday as well. So, the CQQRS net is on 40 metres between 0700 Zulu and 1100 Zulu, that is 3 p.m. until 7 p.m., and is held between 7020 and 7040 kHz. Then between 0900 Zulu and 1300 Zulu, which is 5 p.m. until 9 p.m, we're on between 3540 and 3570 kHz every Tuesday. There's no net control, so when you're ready to have a go, just find a quiet spot and start calling CQQRS at about 75% of the speed you can copy. Most stations will match your speed, so go slow until you're really comfortable with CW. So this might be just the opportunity you've been waiting for to have a go at transmitting on CW, or perhaps just to stop the contacts rusting up on your key. Doesn't matter whether you're brand new to the code, or if you're an old-timer who would like to have a bit of fun and help encourage new operators by having simple, safe QSOs at their speed. We'd love to have you join in. Too much switch mode power supply hash on 80 metres? This might be the incentive to do something about it. With a cheap noise canceller costing less than $100, 80 metres could be easier than you think. So again, the net starts at 3 p.m. every Tuesday, above the DX segment on 40 metres between 7020 and 7040. Then, after 7 p.m, moves to 80 metres between 3540 and 3570 kHz. There are usually stations in the west, east and in between listening out for your CQQRS call. For more information and to receive our free weekly CQQRS RagTube newsletter, contact me, Mark, VK6QI, via the email on qrz.com, or you can use our address, cqrsnet@gmail.com. That is cqrsnet@gmail.com, and I'll be pleased to have a chat.
Good morning once again, it's Roy, VK6X-Ray Victor, helpline for 11th of August 2024, and we're looking for a valve bank. Who's got the valve bank? I've lost contact with who's got the valve bank at the moment, and we'd like to find out who it is. And we're looking for a valve 6 Lima 6 Golf. It's an audio power amplifying tube, 6 Lima 6 Golf, and I have a whole heap of valves to go into the valve bank as well, doing a bit of a cleanup. So if anyone can tell me where the valve bank is and who's the custodian of it, I'd be very grateful. And looking for that valve, 6 Lima 6 Golf, Ron, VK, I don't know his call sign. But Ron, his email address is Romeo Oscar November Bravo, figure 28 at hotmail.com. Again, that's Romeo Oscar November Bravo, figures 28 at hotmail.com. Looking for a 6 Lima 6 Golf, if you have one in your kit. It sort of works. It's a audio power amplifying tube. Thank you. And would like to know where the valve bank has gone to also. Last week we had a list of items here from Gerald, but we had the wrong phone number apparently. He has an Atlas 120 at $380 or nearest offer. He also has a ham tenor model Mike 80-1. $15 or nearest offer. There's also a ham tenor Mike 20-1 at $15 or nearest offer, and a monster stick. I don't know if it'll bite you, but it's a monster stick model Delta X-ray 5 at $15 or nearest offer as well. Also, there's a Yaesu transceiver, a Fox Tango 480 Romeo all mode 2 meter transceiver, $350 or nearest offer. And you can contact Gerald, I'm told, on his phone number of 0451-633-860. I did broadcast it last week, but we had the wrong number, apparently. Number again, 0451-633-860. Ask for Gerald, VK6 Quebec Mike. And that's about all I have for you for this week. If you have any items for next week, please contact me. The address being VK6XRayVictor@BigPond.com. VK6XRayVision@BigPond.com. 73 until next time.
This is News West, your amateur radio news on VK6ARN, originating on the News West Linked Repeater Network and HF Relays.
Foundations of Amateur Radio. Having been a licensed member of this community since 2010, I feel qualified to answer a recurring question. What kind of hobby is amateur radio? The single best answer I can give is that it's big. The deeper you become involved, the bigger it gets. I stole the phrase, amateur radio is 1,000 hobbies in one, and I've remarked that I suspect that it's underselling the experience. Point being, whatever you've heard about amateur radio is likely true, and guaranteed to be only part of the story. There was a time when amateur radio was a concept regularly seen in general discussion. That's no longer the case, but you'll soon discover that amateurs are everywhere, and the things we get up to still make the headlines from time to time. That said, as a community, we tend to use complex language and in specific ways. For example, a radio amateur is unlikely to broadcast, instead they transmit. From the outside looking in, the two are synonymous, but within amateur radio, the two couldn't be more different. Broadcasting is one-to-many, transmitting is one-to-one. Broadcasting separates the operator from the equipment. Transmitting has the operator actively engaged with it. Amateur radio is about curiosity, about trying things, about learning and sharing. It's about technology, electronics, nature and physics. It's about software and hardware, about camping and competing, and plenty more. And with that come friendships that seem to last a lifetime. Perhaps forged in the fire of fascination, perhaps made almost perchance in passing. I have more amateur friends than not, and among us we have a massive variety of interests. Unlike most hobbies, you need to obtain a government-issued license to become a fully licensed amateur, as in, be permitted to transmit. For some, this requirement might be a deterrent, but once you understand why, since radio waves don't stop at political boundaries and every human shares the same radio spectrum, licensing becomes a necessity, not an obstacle. That said, you can start long before then by receiving. No license required. Amateur radio is a global activity. It's centrally regulated but administered locally in each country and locality. As a result, I cannot tell you specifically how much things will cost where you are, but the fees are generally not cost prohibitive and in many cases they are low or even free. You become licensed by completing a training course, passing an exam, and receiving a certification that lasts for life. Once you are certified, you can apply for a call sign and operate an amateur station. The closest equivalent to a call sign outside the hobby is a car license plate. It's a unique combination of letters and numbers that identify an amateur. For example, my call sign is VK6FLAB. Said phonetically, it's Victor Kilo 6 Foxtrot Lima Alpha Bravo. We use phonetics because often individual letters are lost due to interference, which comes in many different forms. Depending on where you are, a call sign might be subject to a renewal fee. If doing a course and passing an exam seems scary, getting started at the introductory level is generally a weekend worth of effort. That introduces the notion that there are different levels, or, to use an amateur phrase, classes, which again, depending on where you are, permit different access to the radio spectrum, where your Wi-Fi, mobile phone, garage door opener, emergency services, aviation, satellite and free-to-air television all share the same limited resources with radio amateurs. The higher your license class, the more access you get, but the more you become responsible for. Again, using a car analogy, you graduate from moped to car to truck. If you've come across this hobby before, you should consider that one of the historic international license requirements hasn't existed for decades, namely Morse code. Mind you, some countries still require Morse, but their numbers are dwindling rapidly. There is an often repeated concept that amateur radio is old white men sitting in the dark talking to each other about the weather, their station and their ailments. While there's some of that around, you'll soon discover that there's people from all walks of life, all ages and interests and backgrounds. Given that this is a global experience, you do not need to limit your interactions to people within your local community. I've been contributing a weekly article about amateur radio since 2011, detailing the many and varied aspects of this hobby, and if you're curious about what you might find here, warts and all, jump in. There are two series of articles, What Uses an F-Call, which covers 2011 to 2015, when it was renamed to Foundations of Amateur Radio. Available as an audio podcast, as text, as email, and there are e-books too. You'll find plenty of amateur radio resources online and social media communities with different interests and sensibilities. As with any community, amateur radio has its share of gatekeepers who hark back to the days of yore, some literally, some in their language and behaviour. Don't let that dissuade you from exploring this magical community. Feel free to drop me an email, cq@vk6flab.com, and I'll do my best to answer any burning questions you're left with. I'm Ono, Victor Kilo 6, Foxtrot Lima Alpha Bravo.
Hi there, it's Clinton, VK6FCRC, back with you. And did you know that News West is now on YouTube? Type in youtube.com/@NewsWestWeeklyPodcast-KiloZulu7YankeeCharlie. Oh, and before I go, I'd like to thank those watching on YouTube or ATV, the readers, and you for listening. I'd also like to thank our team, the broadcasters, and those submitting content each week. Please stand by now for callbacks after the broadcast, or head over to the VK6.net website and fill out the form so we know how many people are listening each week.